everyone. This is Ed Furtick, and you're listening to Soul Train, the health and fitness segment on WGXC 90.7 FM. And today we have with us Nancy Rosenzweig, who is a certified nurse midwife. So welcome to Soul Train, Nancy. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Ed. I'm happy to be here.
Okay, now I'm not sure the listener, all listeners, know what a certified nurse midwife is. So why don't you first tell us what a certified nurse midwife is?
A certified nurse midwife is a specialized healthcare professional who works with women of all ages and takes care and helps them to learn about their bodies. And we perform gynecology, we do prenatal care and catch babies. We can diagnose and treat infections of all kinds, and we can work with women of all ages on their basic health education in terms of a holistic approach to nutrition and body work and how to make their health enjoyable.
Okay, so the credential a certified nurse midwife has is it similar to a nurse or is it its own thing?
It's a postgraduate nurse degree. So there are midwives who have never been nurses, but a certified nurse midwife means that a woman has gone through nursing school, graduated, and done postgraduate work in midwifery. And I'm sorry I just said a woman has done this, because there are male midwives.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Not particular to women.
There you go. So there must be some career opportunity out there for everyone. Now, how can a certified nurse midwife like yourself, and where do you practice, by the way?
By the way, I have just opened up a private practice.
Where is that?
My home is in Catskill, and I am creating a unique private practice where I will go to women's homes to take care of them. They may come to my office in Catskill, but what I would like to create is an out-of-office practice where I accommodate their needs. So, for example, if a woman is at home with her child during the day and doesn't want to hire a babysitter, I can come to her home for the appointment. Same with if she's pregnant or if she wants me to meet her partner for prenatal care, but her partner can't be home during the day. Well, I might be able to come in the evening or the weekend to meet
them. Well, that sounds great, because I certainly remember when every doctor made house calls, and that was very cool.
Well, we see it a lot with the home birth midwives, where women are pregnant and planning on birthing in their own home. I am actually a hospital midwife, and I will be getting privileges at local hospitals around here. I recently worked for the past 3 years at Northern Dutchess Hospital, and I'm hoping to get privileges very soon at Kingston Hospital.
All right, so how can a person such as yourself help a woman lead a healthy life? And maybe you can give an example of a typical person that comes to see you for your services. What are they looking for and trying to
accomplish? Well, when I first meet someone, usually I take a pretty in-depth history, as any medical professional would, and then we talk about what their issues are. One of the things that I feel most strongly about is having enough time in this appointment to address emotional, physical health concerns. So that if a woman is having a complaint, we can address what the complaint is. We can address not only Western medicines as treatments for that complaint, but also acupuncture or massage or exercise or nutrition. And we can look at all the different aspects of her life. It usually takes a while for a woman to trust me enough to really open up, But sometimes by even after spending a half an hour or so together, a woman might talk to me then about sexual concerns, relationship concerns, avoiding pregnancy concerns or wanting to get pregnant concerns. So there's a wide range of subjects that a midwife can work with a woman.
This is all very interesting. Do you have a personal preference as to what type of patient you like to deal with?
No. The fact is, I'm in awe of all women.
Mm-hmm.
Every single woman is different, just like I've caught over 1,000 babies at this point in my career, and every single labor, every single birth is a completely unique experience.
Do women sometimes, and I would imagine this would pertain to women that are pregnant or trying to get pregnant, do they come to see you with their husbands?
There's a wide variation. There are women who come alone. There are women who come with friends. There are women who come with their partners. What I want to do in the future is be available for people on their own time schedule so we can make accommodations so partners can be more involved in the care. But I've previously worked in an office scenario where a lot of times a partner's working during the day and can't come with the woman to the appointment.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things I would like to work on in my personal private practice, that it's more inclusive and more time for education.
I'm trying to think back 27 years to when I had a pregnant wife. And I was involved in some type of class where I was being taught how to behave in the delivery room and how to help out. I forgot what that was called.
Well, it's childbirth education. Okay. There are some people remember the word Lamaze.
Lamaze.
That's one type of childbirth education. And in fact, I'm a certified Lamaze educator.
Mm-hmm.
I don't practice a particular method when I teach classes. I incorporate so much of my past experience into how I teach. But what I try and teach foremost is the fact that everything about a woman's labor and birth is a bit unpredictable. She will never be able to know ahead of time what she'll be given or how she will be able to cope with the labor she's given, or what her pain tolerance will be. What we try and teach in childbirth education is a range of scenarios, a range of the risks and benefits of all the interventions that might be offered to the woman in this experience, so that she can make informed decisions at that time.
Are you able to tell a woman the sex of the child?
Many, I would say most pregnant women these days have at least one sonogram during their pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And if they choose to find out, they can find out by the sonogram.
All right. Now, let's say a woman has, you know, a gynecologist she sees occasionally. How can someone like yourself fit into that?
Well,
room for both?
There's room for both, but the reality is, as a certified nurse midwife, I'm able to do complete preventive gynecology care and treat certain problems that appear in gynecology.
Okay.
I'm not a surgeon. So if there was a medical complication or a woman needed a surgeon, I would refer her to a gynecologist who's a doctor.
And do you take insurance?
That's a growing concern. We're trying to figure that out right now. Midwives can be part of insurance panels, but it's not always profitable. So we try and work out a plan with a client.
So it can be individualized as far as how your services are paid for. Well, we've been listening to Nancy Rosenzweig. That's Rosenzweig, a certified nurse midwife from Catskill, New York. And do you mind if I give out your email?
I would love to.
Which is N, brbirth@gmail.com. Well, I hope you've learned a lot from this, folks. I certainly have. Nancy, I know you're involved in a number of things, so maybe we'll have you back at some point in the future. And thank you very much. So, folks, you've been listening to the Soul Train Health and Fitness episode or segment on WGXC 90.7 FM, and we will see you next time. Thank you.